This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, at any time, if you'd like to call in, please do. We'd love to hear from you. I don't want to look at you and your immature shots that you may take. I'm speaking to many that are new listeners that just don't know what they're talking about. They don't know their left hand from their right hand. If you want to call in, contend at any time, please do. Go ahead and read Jude verses 3 and 4 when you get a moment and put that up against my last statement. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. And that goes for both pro and con, okay, just for the record. Also, check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Judge us by our fruit, Matthew 7:16. Also, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Listen carefully. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. We'll always be on that platform. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. One more time, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. There's 13 to 15 articles over there combating the lies. The platform on which we are on is right under the scroll on the right side. Click onto it, join us on Top Chat or a live feed if you'd like on social platforms. Again, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We're going to be talking in just a couple minutes about health workers across the country saying no to the vaccinations. Of course, the mainstream media is not going to give you this information because they want, as they continuously use the tactic that Saul Alinsky, a henchman for hell, I wonder how that's working out for him now. But the fact of the matter is, we need to understand that they are causing the enemies, the multitudes, the masses of the population in this country. They are promulgating a message in hopes that you'll believe that the masses are in favor of what's going on in this country when, in fact, they are not. Okay? It's called causing the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is here. Let me knock them down to size for you. If you want to really know what you're up against, 330 million people in this country are up against less than 1.7% of the population. It's the mainstream media and the propagandists and the useful idiots, not just the propagandists, but also the American people that are listening to their lies and taking it for truth, friends. Without their lies, they cannot do what they do. Without the American people believing their lies, they cannot do what they do. They can only get away with whatever you let them get away with. And in fact, friends, that's exactly what's happening in this country. Wake up, wake up, wake up, okay? Put that up against Ephesians 5:13 when you get a moment. Also want to hit a couple more topics before we actually knock out our message today. And I want you to listen to this piece by Los Angeles Times, another propaganda outlet, concerning Governor Newsom's his recall effort. Okay? And I want you to show, I want you to hear as I show you how this works once again. What's happening in California, the truth of the matter is, friends, is the people in the state are sick and tired of this little communist that thinks he's above the law, rules outside of the law, which makes him an unlawful governor, which makes him an outlaw defined properly. And the fact of the matter is, again, the people in California are sick and tired of being sick and tired. They're very close right now to getting the numbers concerning their recall effort. Okay? Just for the record. Now, this is the propagandists, and this is the way that they send their message in a biased fashion without fail. The next few weeks are crucial for Newsom as he faces a GOP-led recall effort. Hey, folks, if the GOP is the best that you've got, that's exactly why you're in trouble today. Okay? They're a bunch of fraternizers. They're a bunch of sellouts. They're a bunch of diplomatic magicians that have been selling you out to the highest bidder for decades in this country. Just so you understand, don't put your weight or your trust into the arm of the flesh, which brings a curse, Jeremiah 17:5. Sacramento, Los Angeles Times, promulgates. Timely vaccinations could mean life or death for Governor Gavin Newsom's politically. Okay, this is what it says. This is how the propagandists work. Getting kids back to school soon also is essential for Newsom's political health. Okay, right? Trying to put him up as being the good guy. Okay. Reopening restaurants and other small businesses, those that have survived the pandemic anyway, is like a must for the governor. As if to suggest that the governor is looking out for the best interests of the people, right? As he releases tens of thousands of criminals back onto the streets of that state. And interestingly enough, as he attacks the church, as he operates outside of the scope of his authority continuously. So the message here is he's acting in a lawful manner, an unlawful manner for the good of the people. I'm not kidding you, friends. That's what is being conveyed here. It says the next few weeks will be crucial for Newsom as he confronts a conservative-led attempt to recall him from office. It is a fantasy, you say, this notion of recalling a governor in a deep blue state where the Republican Party is pathetically weak. Ordinarily, yes, but there are the abnormal and astonishing times. Who could have imagined a president so delusional as he refuses to accept the voters' verdict and graciously concedes? So then it goes on and on and on and on, friends. People, I want you to understand something here really quick. You need to understand Donald Trump is the reflection of the American people. There's no question that he has the support that the mainstream media doesn't want you to believe he has. There's no question about it, okay? But again, I want you to remember, I'm for the law, I'm not for unconstitutional party affiliations. With that said, you need to understand that every time they attack the president and the president concedes, that's a it's a form of psychological warfare against the people that support Donald Trump. See, now, the delusion is that people think that he's actually there upholding the law when, in fact, he's doing just the exact opposite. But that's the delusion. That's the illusion that they want you to fall under, okay? The attack is on you, good people of America. The attack is on you, constitutionalists. The attack is on you, patriots. The attack is on you, first and foremost, Christians. Real Christians, real patriots, and real conservatives. The attack is on you, and it's called psychological warfare. When the president of the United States of America, just saying, a little bunny trail here, this one's free, interestingly enough, when he conceded and threw in the towel and said, they took the presidency away from me and from you, you need to understand, friends, that was a sign for all of his followers to understand that we're throwing in the towel, and now we're going to give ourselves over to a wicked regime. Concerning what you have been led to believe is the Democratic Party. That's not the case, friends. If we were ruled by law, every single one of them practically would be in jail today. No question about it. And that's what I'm getting people to open their eyes to for their own good. We're going to be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to call in, please do. I wanted to highlight some of the things that were also going on, friends. We were just talking about Governor Newsom and how his recall numbers are very close, friends. This is a possibility. Don't say to yourself it can't be done. It's been done before, just for the record. So be encouraged. Get busy in California and remove this joker. Once he's removed, recall, friends, prosecute him for his crimes against the people of that state. Here again, the mainstream media comes in on Los Angeles Times, as I just highlighted during the first segment, friends, trying to put him up as a good guy as he's continuously tearing down the Constitution in an attempt to recreate it in his own ungodly image, okay? This is what they want you to believe is good. These are the ones that are putting darkness for light and light for darkness, bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter, evil for good and good for evil. Folks, Isaiah 5:20, put it up against what I'm telling you right now. One of the things that we're hearing right now, friends, is the fact that the president needs to be removed. They're inciting the 25th Amendments of the Bill of Rights, which, by the way, was passed on July 6th of 1965. And there's four sections found within that provision, namely the 25th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Again, you need to understand that they're trying to convey to the American people, friends, that he's unable to hold office any longer. Now, I want, again, because I said this on Saturday, but I want to say it again. In the eyes of the law, I want you to understand something. All of these people that are calling for Donald Trump's impeachment, okay, for the second time we're being told by the clowns in the circus of politics, okay, and that's exactly what they are. They're paid actors, every single one of them. What you need to understand is the people that are seeking his impeachment were being told, if you keep in mind, these are the very people that Donald Trump promised to remove almost 5 years ago. I just want to make clear that you understand that the President of the United States is not the victim, friends. He is not prosecuted. He promised to prosecute, but he hasn't. He is not the victim of Pelosi or Schumer or any others, friends, that you've been led to believe that he is being attacked by. Michelle Obama and Michelle Obama. Sorry, that's what Obama called her. Barack did. The Clintons attacking him. The Bushes attacking him. These are all the people that he promised that he would remove. He promised to bring in the rule of law. He promised to use the DOJ because he said he could do whatever he wants to do with them. Now his followers are being led to believe that he is actually the victim. No, he's the commander-in-chief. He has all that he needs in his hands, friends, concerning the law. He has promised to faithfully execute the law, which he has failed to do. And if you put that up against Psalm 12, verse 8, you'll understand perfectly, friends. The wicked walk on every side. Is that what's happening today? Well, what's the rest of that scripture? When the vilest of men are exalted, okay? If he was actually doing his job, if he was really there for making America great again, he wouldn't do the opposite of what he says he'll do, okay? Number one. Number two is we're to judge him by his fruit. Put that up against what I just said, Matthew 7:16. And if he was to see America through in making it great again, he would execute judgment upon the heads of the wicked. This he has not done. This he has not done. So again, don't get caught up into this little game between the left and the right, friends. You know as well as I do, none of them have been prosecuted. Not a one has been prosecuted since the beginning of his incumbency. Not a one. Not a one. Folks, remember it was sold to you as draining the swamp? Not a one of them have been drained. Not a one of them. Okay, so he is not the victim, making clear so people can put this into lawful perspective. I mean, what do you think of a cop that sits back and watches people commit crimes? And stays inside of his car. What is he doing? He's adding strength to tyranny. What is he doing? Soft judges produce hardened criminals. What do you think they're going to do? They're going to act out more aggressively because they've been conditioned to do that. Okay? So again, let's put this in the light of law and U.S., not just U.S. constitutional law, which is premised upon the Bible and common law. But the fact of the matter is, friends, again, we're the strength of that law. And if we refuse to be the strength of that law, we're going to lose our constitutional republic. Article 4, Section 4. Let's move on to the next point here. Did you see this? Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is being sued again. Why? While Americans forfeiting their rights to public opinion rather than law, no more. Now, I want to highlight this really quick before we get to the next point because, again, listen carefully. Love him or hate him, Abraham Lincoln, and who would know better than Abraham Lincoln? Listen carefully as to what he said. In this age, in this country, public sentiment is everything. With it, nothing can fail. Against it, nothing can succeed. Whoever molds public sentiment goes deeper than he who enacts statutes or pronounces judicial decisions. Did you hear that? I want to add this too. Add actors and add musicians to this. The way to overrule law is to appeal to public sentiment. Okay? When you look at, let's say, just for example, musicians, wasn't it Socrates that said, "Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people." That's exactly right. How do you do it? Well, you use these little teeny boppers, and what do? They smoke dope on stage. Though it's against the law, do you see the government enforce it? Nope, the government, corruption in government, uses them to push public sentiment until they get their way, overriding law. See, they're tearing down the law by playing up to the people's sentiments in this country. I want you to listen to this again because this is exactly how things are being done today concerning the pandemic. They're using what? The sentiment. They're appealing to your emotions. They're appealing to your fears because they want to. And by the way, if they appeal to the law, not a one of them, not a mayor and not a governor in this country could have done the things that they have done unconstitutionally without being in jail right now. Okay? Because the people don't know the law. And if the people don't know the law, guess what? They're going to use public sentiment to override the law. And it's exactly how they're getting away with what they're getting away with today. But I'm here to remind you, friends, that as I just said, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is being sued again because there are people that understand what the law says and they're standing against the methods in which the media and corrupt politicians are using by molding public sentiments. Okay? It's called being a principled people. It's called going back to the law and holding to the law and the prophets. As a preacher, that's what I do. And the only way that I can do that, friends, is by reading and knowing the Word of God. John 7:17. Read it when you get a moment. And therefore, what comes out of my mouth? Well, what's ever in the abundance of my heart. Malachi 2:6, the law of truth is to be in our mouth. So, with that said, he's being sued in the state of Minnesota because people are standing up because they've read the law and they're beginning to stand up against his crimes, and they are suing the governor for what? Forced mandates concerning masks. The fact of the matter is, friends, concerning masks, just so you know, you can't find anywhere in the United States of America where it's law for these individuals, these governors and mayors, to enforce. There is no law to enforce. Notice the word play. They say required. They use the word required. It's a word play. That's all it is. Semantics. That's all it is, friends. And what happens is they use these big corporations, so when you walk in the store, the owners are too stupid to take the time, two friends, to know for themselves, for a good portion of them. And what do? They enforce these implied requirements by the governor because they think that they're doing the state and the people a service, when in fact what they're doing is they're trampling under the blood of those that sacrifice themselves to give us the freedoms in which we have today. What am I talking about? The very laws that our veterans fought upholding against tyranny is the very thing the very things that people in this country are today submitting to. And that's pretty simple to understand, friends. They don't have a right to violate law, friends. They have a privilege because of the people to serve with the people and upholding the laws, not tearing them down and recreating them in their own image. I hope you understand, because in the state of Minnesota, people do understand. They're sick and tired of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and his little communist tactics and his little aiding and abetting the enemies, which is treason in the United States, as well as in the state of Minnesota, Article 3, Section 3, and the people are waking up to it. And what are they doing? These bad guys are sending them to school, and when they go to school, guess what they find? Wait a second. I'm not the rebel. This individual that calls himself the governor is the rebel. Why? Because he's doing which is illegal. And what do? The media comes into play, and they try to put in the light that those that are standing up against his tyranny are the bad guys, just like Ahab did with Elijah in 1 Kings 18, friends. Hey, folks. I didn't forget my father's commandments, and these people haven't forgotten their father's commandments. That's why they're standing up against these troublers. Let's put it into scriptural perspective so we can understand and set the record straight on so many different fronts. Now, I do want to say this. In the state of Minnesota, I know that this guy right now is on a thread. Because I can tell you again, regardless of what the mainstream, they're playing a very dangerous game. They all are. Okay. Because people are awakened to what's going on here. Again, I've said this 100 times, but you need to hear it again, especially the new listeners. Federal judges, state Supreme Courts, even the Supreme Court, they have stood up and they have told the American people that what these governors and mayors are doing is completely unconstitutional. So we're either going to hold to that law and fight off tyranny, regardless of the names that they call us, regardless of those idiots that are walking around with masks that don't work. You don't believe me? Just read the little tag on the mask. It tells you right there. But the fact of the matter is, patriots are being patriots today. Do you know what patriot means, by the way, defined in Webster's 1828? To uphold dying laws. And it's exactly what we're beginning to see in the United States of America today. We're going to come right back, friends, and we are going to hit the topic. And the topic is health workers across the country are saying no to the vaccinations. Have you heard that on the mainstream media? No, you haven't. We'll be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Social media platform Parler has sued Amazon.com after the tech giant abruptly ended web hosting services to the company, effectively halting its operation. President-elect Joe Biden says his top priority will be getting more coronavirus vaccinations into the arms of Americans. After getting his second vaccination in Delaware, Biden warning that the ongoing outbreak is going to get worse before it gets better. Biden also saying once he takes office, he'll be working on another COVID relief bill.
My priority is to get first and foremost, the stimulus bill passed, and secondly, begin to rebuild the economy in a way that I'll be 99-30.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Democrats have secured enough votes to impeach President Trump for inciting an insurrection at the Capitol. USA Radio News. In what will become a closely watched case, the U.S. Supreme Court will decide if nonprofits will be forced to disclose the confidential names and addresses of major donors. From the USA Radio Network's Texas Bureau, John Clemens reports.
The case challenges a policy first introduced when Kamala Harris was the California Attorney General. It requires all nonprofit organizations who solicit donations in the state to disclose their confidential information. That includes radio and TV ministries when their programs reach into California. John Birch of the Michigan-based Thomas More Law Center will present oral arguments before the court in April.
New York has a similar rule, and if the rule is upheld in California, I'm sure you'll see it replicated in other states as well.
A final decision is expected before June 30th.
The Mega Millions jackpot is at an estimated $600 million for Tuesday night's drawing. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Okay, well, you guys just heard during the break, shooting from the hip really quick, that they're talking about basically drawing up another COVID-19 relief bill. Now, I know most people weren't paying attention. And by the way, notice the timing of the last COVID-19 relief bill and this alleged insurrection, which, by the way, we found out that there was provocateurs sent in. The doors were swung wide open for these people to go in. In other words, we even had individuals declare publicly across the United States of America that they were paid protesters, just so you know. These are the brown shirts of the modern day, friends. And I know more folks, I've been talking to people that I never thought in a million years, hearing them say this is just like Nazi Germany. It's exactly what it is. Same methods, systematically tearing down the U.S. Constitution through the Patriot Act, which took place. They're taking it in stride, friends, and in judgment, God's judgment, you need to understand that this happens in a siege. You know what siege means? A slow takeover. Well, I want to go back to this because you need to understand that during that whole distraction last week, right before that took place, they signed a bill. Donald Trump signed the bill, the COVID relief bill. ABC News reported that the bill that Donald Trump signed had very little to do with COVID. Joe Biden now, by the way, who has absolutely zero support, but he has the support of the people if you believe what the media has to tell you. Now, I reported long before Biden got there, he has zero support. The mainstream media reported he had zero support. Not one person came to some of his rallies. Not one person. And yet they want to throw this on you that he's got all the support. He does not have the support, okay? If you're going to be caught up into that game, that's exactly what's going on here. Put that up against Leviticus 26, starting in verse 14 and 15. But you need to understand that this COVID bill that Biden's talking about doing another one, this will be the third one that I know of. The last one that Donald Trump just signed, you all the well know that it contains $85.5 million for assistance to Cambodia, right? You know that $134 million of it went to Burma. You know that $1.3 billion went for Egypt and the Egyptians' military, right, which will go out and buy almost exclusively Russian military equipment. You do know that this COVID relief bill signed by Donald Trump a week and a half ago has $25 million for democracy and gender programs in Pakistan, right? You know that there's $505 million to Belize, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Panama. You knew this, right? $40 million for the Kennedy Center in D.C., which is not even open for business. $1 billion went for the Smithsonian, and an additional $154 million for the National Gallery of Art. And don't forget about the $3.5 billion that went to Gavi, G-A-V-I, the acronym, friends, that Bill and Melinda Gates own concerning forced vaccinations. Concerning vaccinations. And you just heard Biden talking about how he's going to make more of an appeal to the American people and how it's going to get worse than it gets better. Well, here, friends, I've been standing in the gap doing the best that I can, making you aware of the fact that people are refusing this globally. People all over the globe are standing up in defiance concerning governments, but they want you to believe that Biden's looking out for your good, just like Donald Trump was looking out for your good, and pushing this over, this point that I was just making concerning COVID-19 under Donald Trump. Keep in mind, friends, that was just a week and a half ago. That's called treason, Article 3, Section 3. Now Biden's talking about another one. Why? What are they doing? They're fleecing your coffers. You're being robbed by these people, friends. That's what's happening. You're being robbed by these said representatives on the behalf of special interest groups, being protected by those agencies that you thought were there protecting you from them. I just wanted to make clear that you understood what was going on. And this new COVID bill, it sounds good to the ignorant, but I'll tell you what, if the ignorant would take the time and know for themselves as to what's in those bills, they'll understand, just like ABC reported, they blurted the truth out in their confusion, that the bill that Trump just signed concerning COVID-19 had very little to do with COVID-19. Just wanted to make sure you understood what was going on. One more time, if you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, in New York, 97.5% of vaccine-related deaths and disabilities go unreported. Okay, just so you know. There are well over 1,000 actual vaccine deaths occurring every year. And I believe this is in New York, okay? This is what I have in front of me. The vaccine is 100 times more deadly than the disease for which a person may be getting vaccinated. Of course, we're seeing this across the boards. Matter of fact, I just seen a video of a woman who posted from her website, her personal website on her social media platform, where she is in a hospital bed gyrating uncontrollably because she just got her vaccination. And I'll tell you what, I've showed some people, a couple hundred people, this video, and it's interesting the remarks that people come back with. Oh, this is terrifying. We need to pray for her. Wait a second. Yeah, pray for her. But the fact of the matter is, let's listen to the warning. Prevention is better than cure. How about we understand what this is all about? Because they've already told us what it's all about. Right? Just ask Bill Gates and Luciferus and Luciferian. You can Google that and find out it's his patent. And then take that and line that up against Revelations 13:7, friends. How can they're not showing you this woman laying on a bed, friends? Gyrating uncontrollably. She just got her vaccination because they want you to believe it's the coolest thing since sliced bread. Donald Trump said it was a miracle from God. Pastor Jeffers said right before Christmas, it's an early Christmas present. Oh, my goodness, friends. I mean, we have nurses falling down on live TV 15, 20 seconds after they take the vaccination. People are dying from it all over the world. We see over in Israel, as I shared with you on Saturday, that 75% of those in Israel alone, friends, have pronounced to the world that this is a vaccine holocaust. That's what they said. Who's pushing it more than Netanyahu? Who's been putting a good light in the face of the people in this country? Oh, my goodness. When are the American people going to understand, namely the church, that Israel is the people, not the land? Israel is the people, not the land. Okay? Just so you know. And I'm talking about making distinction concerning keeping in context what I'm sharing with you even now. Don't take me out of context. Okay? I mean, all this information coming out. Here's another one for you. Four trial volunteers who got Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine developed Bell's palsy. Oh, folks, it's much more than that. We know that 13 of them that went through these trials and testings died. Never heard a word about that. On Saturday, I shared with you about the doctor in Miami who was pro-vaccination. He was an MD. He took the vaccination, and three days later, he was dead. He had a stroke. Oh, it has nothing to do with vaccine. No. His wife wrote a letter to America telling the American people, this is my beloved husband, and this is what happened. And what is the mainstream media doing? They're just riding roughshod over the American people to any objections concerning the narrative and putting a needle inside of your arm. And first and foremost, Christians, it's not an issue of should you or would you. The bottom line is if you love God, you're going to obey God at all costs. And what does Leviticus 17:11 tell us? The life is in the blood. What is it that they want to contaminate? Those that come to steal, kill, and destroy. Who would that be? John 10:10. The father of lies. The alarming but rare side effects, this is how they sell it to you, was revealed in a release of detailed data from the FDA ahead of its Thursday meeting when regulators would vote on an approval. Folks, they're not even these aren't even properly tested, and they're trying to get these out to the American people. And keep in mind, it's important that you understand this first and foremost. Concerning a virus that they cannot prove, 97.75% recoverable. And notice again, this year, friends, we've heard little to nothing concerning the flu. Why? Because they don't need it right now. They're pushing another agenda on another prong concerning their propagandists, right? And on the behalf of special interest groups. 100 years of research and no vaccine for cancer, 40 years of research and no vaccine for HIV. They can't cure baldness. They can't cure a common cold. And yet they magically have a vaccination for COVID-19. Wake up. We already know, friends, we played Dr. Stanley Plotkin and his deposition as to what's inside of the vaccinations. We played several times this nurse that got up at her city council meeting and basically reproved the board by giving them information as to what's inside of these vaccinations. And it shows you, by the way, as to the ingredients in these vaccinations, as to how sick in the mind these people really are. Because they are some sick-minded people. I got Diana calling from Illinois. What say you, my friend?
Hello, Bradley. Matthew 5:11 says, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. That means for the sake of the Lord. These people are standing up thinking Donald Trump is their God. So, of course, there's a problem. They've got a distorted view of prosperity. I've worked in the healthcare industry 29 years in the healthcare industry, and I do diagnostic imaging. When this COVID thing all started, you know what? They had us reusing disposable equipment, and that equipment that people are putting on their face, if you were in school or someone saw you reusing equipment that was disposable, you'd be immediately terminated. Yep. But then all of a sudden, it's okay to reuse it because we said so.
That's right.
Well,
that's right.
That's right. The people have to remember is that, you know what, the devil wants to fatigue us, and we are in it for the long game.
Yep.
You know what, there is something to be said about our endurance and looking towards the prize. You know what, we have gone through so many different tribulations in our road just as a Christian. Our Christianity wasn't just some, oh, happy days are here again.
Yeah.
You know what? It was a hard road to get here. And you talk about coming from the school of hard knocks. You know what? That's what trained us to endure this day. get your muscle memory going, get ready for the long game, because you know what? Broad is the way that leads to destruction. And
thank you.
The narrow path is the one we are on.
I appreciate it. Got a hard break coming up. Thank you very much. Illinois, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Okay, I'm saying it slow on purpose. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. 13 to 15 articles. We're on that platform every single day. Okay? You can always find us there. Click onto the platform on which we're on, which is right under the scroll on the right side of the page. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to highlight something that Diana from Illinois just said right before the last break. Put up this to what she just got done saying, okay? And I'm thinking of Acts 14:22, where it says, through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's right. That's a confirmation that we're his, first and foremost, okay? But listen carefully. A smooth sea has never created a skilled sailor. A smooth sea has never created a skilled sailor, okay? It's the obstacles. It's the testings. It's the trials. I know they're not fun. Believe me. I live them every day of my life, literally, okay? And just keep in mind, we're American babies here. We're not talking about those that have been martyred yet. But I can tell you this, friends. I live them every single day of my life. And is it true? Yes, it is. Because a preacher has to live by the fire that he breathes. In other words, if you're a Christian, you better understand that you're going to be tried by what you preach. And if you can't overcome what you preach, you're in trouble. You're going to fall to the wayside. You're going to be good for nothing. You're going to be thrown into the fire, right? Put that up against Matthew 5:13 when you get a moment as well. Let me get over to this. It's the final segment, 1-866-582-9933. I want you to understand the way that the Guardian is reporting this. They do some good stuff, and then they get loony as well, just for the record, okay? So we chew up the meat and we spit out the bones. This headline, and what we're talking about right now, friends, is we are talking about health workers across the country are saying no to the vaccines. This is happening globally. I just want to reiterate the point. This is happening globally. People are awakening to the fact as to who's responsible for selling what they're selling to you. On Saturday, another point to think about, and I'm doing this as I'm led to do this, Romans 8:14. I want you to think about the people that are selling you the virus. They are unqualified. Okay, and I'm not just talking about Bill Gates. I'm not talking about just the WHO. I'm talking about many of these governors and mayors, because they have accessibility to the same information that we all have, but they only continues to give you a biased report. Why? It's because they mean to wield more control over your ignorance to the law. That's what they're doing, as I shared with you during the first segment. They're not qualified to tell you what's good for you and what's not good for you outside of law. But this is what they're doing. And what I want you to think about is the fact that you have the unqualified, the mainstream media is propping up the unqualified, driving this narrative, promulgating this narrative, which means to broadcast this narrative. That's all we hear is a one-sided bias that these are miracles, these are early Christmas presents, I can't wait to get my vaccination. But yet when we put facts up to what they're telling you, friends, the opposite is true. Okay? And what I want you to think about, friends, is we have the unqualified selling us the virus and the cure, which is the oldest trick in the book, and then we have the licensed doctors and the qualified that are being silenced, that are being censored by big tech companies. And you just heard today, once again, and it's not like this is brand new here, friends, because we have been subject to the illegalities of Facebook, Twitter, and Google and big tech companies. Wikipedia is in there too, friends. I had the founder of Wikipedia personally come after me. It was his first and his last mistake. And I'm not saying that to be a big bad guy. I'm just telling you, listen, I'm not going to live my life where you don't understand. I'm not going to just roll over in the face of your tyranny. No, you're going to know that I'm not going to put up with it. Okay? That's what we should all be doing, by the way. Folks, I have a friend that was going to the Supreme Court. Section 230, for the record, was given to these big tech companies to bar pornography. That was the only reason Section 230 was given them to them. And what did they use Section 230 for? To attack free speech. And what they are is subversive to American government. As you can see, you know, nobody wanted to listen to this information 3 years ago. But now they're beginning to take heed that, wait a second, I remember when the Sons of Liberty told us this 3 years ago, and it was no big deal. And now all of a sudden we're here and we're going over a precipice, and they mean to silence us. Yeah, just like I told you 3-4 years ago. And now we're here. Do you understand the severity of what's taking place here, friends? Because if they can silence you, that means they can also eradicate a population. This isn't a game as to where we're at today. This is what has been, you've been pre-warned, you've been warned over and over again, hundreds if not thousands of times from this broadcast, as to what's coming down the road if we don't deal with them. And how many times have I shared with the people, and I am branching this off the topic of the unqualified are driving the narrative and the qualified are being censored. But I want you to understand that either you're going to deal with corruption in governments, okay, and hold them accountable to the law and condemn them for their crimes, Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, friends, or else you're going to lose your freedoms. That's where you're at today. There is no in-betweenites. There is no in-betweenites, friends. Again, that's where we're at today. And either we're going to stand up and we're going to play the men and women, or else we're going to lose it. And it's not good enough to say we're sitting at home waiting for something else to happen, because sooner or later there's going to be a knock on your door. Put that up against Amos 6:3. You have to deal with them, friends. They are not above the law. And, folks, I've got the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights right in front of me. I make reference to them continuously condemning the crimes and the actions of those that mean to rule over the top of you. I don't desire that you are found in chains, because that's what this is going to bring about. Okay? Anyways, you have, going back to the point and bringing closure to that point, you have the unqualified setting the narrative, and the qualified are being censored. And the American people are just acting like everything is the norm today. Can you believe it? What does judgment look like? Oh, my goodness, friends, just look right in front of you. Okay, so here it is. This is The Guardian. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. That's how they started off. Okay, but U.S. health workers and the vaccine hesitancy raises alarms. Wow, isn't that crazy? We're told just in L.A. County alone, 40% of the frontline workers, it's probably much higher than that, by the way, are refusing COVID-19 inoculation. Experts warn that the understanding and persuasion are needed. Susan, a critical care nurse based in Alaska, has been exposed to COVID-19 multiple times and has watched scores of people die from the illness. That's what they're taught to label it regardless. We've already highlighted that several times. But she did not want to get the vaccination when she learned it would soon be available. She said, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I have every vaccine known to man. My flu shot, I always sign up right there, October 1. Jab me, said Susan, who didn't want to give her last name for fear of retaliation. Wow. Isn't that crazy? What happened to free speech? For this one, why do I have to be a guinea pig? Okay. The two authorized vaccines made by Moderna and Pfizer Biotech are safe, according to leading experts. Folks, we're not finding that to be true. I want you to understand, friends, there's over 400 adverse side effects to vaccinations. These have not been tested properly in any sense of the word. Again, so you know the facts. Because these propagandists, they just jump over those facts, don't they? They strain at that gnat and they swallow the big camel. And you know how these people, these useful idiots, are going to have to learn? They're going to have to get their vaccination and find out the truth of the matter. Matter of fact, we should line up all these politicians that are trying to push them on you, and we should get the doctors of our choice to inoculate them right in front of our faces. Because what we're finding, friends, is many of them, the needles are gone, the plungers are down. They're not being vaccinated. It's nothing more than a show for the American people to believe, and people on a global basis to believe, that they're actually being vaccinated. No, they are not. No, they are not. Do your research. It's not hard to find that you're being, friends, deceived at every given turn by these same people. Now, in ending, I want to say this. If all of this that we've covered sporadically concerning the coronavirus, concerning vaccinations, and the list goes on of their fraudulent activities that they've been exposed for, friends. I mean, how many times do these people need to be busted before the people figure it out? What, 10 and a bell goes off or what? If what they're selling you is the truth, then why have they had to come up with the study at Yale University to manipulate people into taking the vaccination? Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I'm going to post this right now on my social media platforms. They've lost the coronavirus narrative. This is why they're coming in through totalitarian methods. This is why they're coming in to censor more people now. Why, if it's so genuine and sincere and real, then why do they have to have Yale University to manipulate people into taking the vaccination? Go ahead on social media platforms. The article will be right there. Watch the videos.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.